A few weeks ago, I was in Olympia, Washington, listening to a couple of my friends complain about the lack of decent music up there. I know that that's not entirely the case, because the Seattle area has produced a few good bands recently, from the slightly folky Walkabouts to the thinking person's metal band Soundgarden. But I began to wonder just how many people, anywhere in the U.S., knew what a fertile scene had once happened up there. The first big Northwest band, the Wailers, had ruled during the early 60s with songs like the one we just heard and this one. Hang Up epitomizes the basics of the Northwest sound in its pre-psychedelic incarnation. Fuzz guitar, screaming vocal, barely distinguishable lyrics. Oh, and it was simple to play, something that characterized what is perhaps the best-known record from this time and place, recorded by a band from Portland, Oregon. Kingsmen took an obscure calypso song by an L.A. blues man and turned it into one of the most mysterious and notorious records of all time. But the Kingsmen and the Wailers were only the beginning. The group with the biggest staying power was the one with the best business acumen. They'd begun their career with an instrumental, Like Long Hair, and then recorded a version of Louie Louie that got them a major label deal, even though it wasn't a hit. This led to a television deal, and, using some of the money they'd made, they bought a hit record out from under a Portland group, the Wild Knights, and found themselves with their first smash. It's just like me, say to you, help me do, help me true. And what I'd like for you to say, as you come home to me each day, how you'll be my girl, that's what I want. Today, Paul Revere and the Raiders still play oldies shows, but they also do things like sell real estate on the side. But my favorite band from this area has got to be the Sonics. These guys had it all. A perfect garage sound, a bad attitude, and a knack for writing songs that sneered as bad as anything the Stones ever did. The Witch was the Sonics' first hit, and it sold like crazy, starting in Tacoma, their hometown. They were lucky that the Wailers' leader, Kent Morrill, had started his own label, Etiquette, because he knew that his band was too raw for the major leagues. Morrill signed the Sonics, and the hits kept coming. Wow!
Well, I had a little girl, she wasn't mean to me.
After Louie Louie, the Wailers' Dirty Robber was the song all the bands had to learn, and the Sonics quickly made it their own, along with such other classics as Have Love, Will Travel. But my favorite Sonic song is one that would never get airplay today, that would have the Parents Music Resource Center down on the record company and everything. In it, lead singer Jerry Rossley gently suggests that his listeners join him in a dose of his favorite drug. Pure evil. It's a wonder nobody's ever resurrected that one. Less immediately lethal drugs began to appear as the 60s wore on, and it got to where you could spot a Seattle hippie by the "I Flash Daily" button on the pea jacket. The The reference was to the Daily Flash, a big San Francisco favorite once they got going. Faded faster than it began, and these days, it's just starting up again. If any of today's bands turn out as well as their predecessors, my friends may not have anything to complain about anymore.